And now the opinion page. He may be the most famous New Mexican of all time, Billy the Kid. Governor Bill Richardson wants to reconsider the case against the legendary outlaw who's best known as one of Hollywood's favorite Western characters. In many movies, he's portrayed as a kind of Wild West Robin Hood. In an op-ed in the New York Times, writer and New Mexican Hampton Sides saw a very different character. What do you know about Billy the Kid? Does he deserve a posthumous pardon for his crimes? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Hampton Sides joins us from a studio in Santa Fe. His most recent book is Hellhound on His Trail, The Stalking of Martin Luther King Jr. and the International Hunt for His Assassin. And Hampton, nice to have you on the program.
It's good to be back with you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, take us back to this character, Billy the Kid. I think I remember him most vividly as, Paul Newman in The Left-Handed Gun.
Yeah, he's been in so many films that he may actually be the subject of more films than any other American historical figure. Of course, many of those portrayals are exaggerated or play around with the facts. But the real Billy the Kid, I argue in the piece, was a thug, basically, who doesn't deserve a pardon. He killed 8 or 9 people, depending on who you're talking to. He was a cattle rustler. He was a cattle thief. And he was, someone who basically was involved in a mercantile feud over beef contracts.
Well, that's the Lincoln County War, which is sometimes portrayed as a class struggle.
And as a New Mexican, I'm amused by it, but I'm also a little resentful that this episode of our history is the most famous and most bankable sort of tourist commodity in this state, a state that has a rich and fascinating history. This is the guy. People can't get enough of him. They just the romance of Gunsmoke and leather, you know. So I argue that maybe Richardson, as his final act as governor, and I've spoken with the governor about this. Maybe he shouldn't be dredging up tired old stories from a shoot 'em up. In what promises to be a fairly cheesy affair, they're going to have, lights and cameras and Wild West costumes.
A moot court kind of a deal?
Right, exactly. With Wild West facial hair and the whole bit. And Governor Richardson will preside over it. I hand it to him. He does have a sense of humor. He is somewhat tongue-in-cheek about this, but he is very interested in the case for pardoning Billy the Kid, because he was the governor at the time in the 1880s, Lew Wallace, did offer Billy the Kid amnesty from prosecution, and he kind of fulfilled his side of the bargain, but Lew Wallace didn't fulfill his. And
Wallace was busy writing his novel.
Yeah, he was working on Ben-Hur and really trying to get out of New Mexico because it was so violent and crazy. He realized, this was not the place for him. So I think Governor Richardson thinks that, his predecessor may have wronged Billy the Kid, and it's well worth looking at, what could Richardson do to right the course of history?
Well, he's not doing it for naked political opportunism. He's term limited. He's not running for re-election. So
I think he's doing it for publicity, too. I mean, he's got a very studied sense of theater. He understands what gets headlines. It's been in papers now all over the world already, and my op-ed piece, and now here we are talking about it on Talk of the Nation. So it's clearly, it works. People are interested in this saga, and, he knows what he's doing. And, of course, publicity does play a role in it.
That never hurts any political figure, no matter at what point in his career. But, then Governor Lew Wallace offers Billy the Kid an amnesty if certain conditions are met and Billy Kid meets those conditions. After the governor apparently went back on his deal, did Billy the Kid go on and continue his nefarious ways?
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding, is the reason Wallace didn't fulfill his end of the bargain is during the intervening months, Billy the Kid went on to kill a number of other people, including a sheriff. He may have robbed he certainly stole more cattle and sheep, and he may have robbed a bank. In other words, the circumstances changed. The goalpost moved, and it became really hard for Governor Wallace, as the territorial governor, to essentially pardon a cop killer.
Let's see if we get some callers in on the conversation. Our guest is writer Hampton Sides. His op-ed in the New York Times takes Governor Bill Richardson to task for his effort to possibly pardon posthumously Billy the Kid. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Let's start with Susan. Susan with us from Laramie in Wyoming.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think Governor Richardson has so many other more important things to be worrying about. Theatrics aside, I was listening to your program about education. Let's worry about that. Billy the Kid will go down in history. No one will ever really know what happened to him. And there's no time like the present.
Well, she has a point, Hampton. One of the other things that Governor Richardson could pay attention to is his popularity ratings, which are not very good.
That's true. And there's been some investigations and questions about propriety. But Governor Richards has a very forward-looking set of policies, and his legacy is very positive in many ways, of serious investments in solar power, wind power, high-tech industries, light rail, film industry. And for him to sort of go back and look and sort of dredge up these old stories as one of his last acts as governor, it just seems a little backwards and possibly a little cheesy.
You mentioned tourism is an important industry in New Mexico as well, and presumably a lot of people come to hear about Billy the Kid.
It is, and that's the part he's banking on. I mean, he knows what he's doing, and I suppose this is the hypocrisy of it for me, is that I'll be the very first to tune in if they do this hearing. I may go down there and cover it as a reporter. It is fascinating, and anything that can get history back on the front pages of the papers, it ain't all bad.
Thanks, Susan, for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we go next to Barbara. And Barbara's calling us from Lamona in Iowa.
Yes. I wish people would leave him alone. That is, I am actually his great-great-great-granddaughter.
Really? Of Billy the Kid?
Yes. And I wish they would just leave him alone and let him rest in peace. I am so sick of people dredging up the past. Okay, and about him killing a sheriff, he did not. He did not kill anybody. The governor, when they gave him his pardon, he went straight, according to my grandfather. Okay? I know all about my great-grandfather's history. I know all about him. He went straight. He did not kill anybody. He did not rob any more banks. As a matter of fact, he settled down and he married. That's how I got here.
And then brutally shot down by Pat Garrett?
Yes.
All right. Hampton Sides, how does history accord with Barbara's grandfather's account of her great-grandfather?
Well, that may be a new one to me. I know that there have been a number of people who have claimed to be descendants of Billy the Kid. There was a guy in Texas whose name is Brushy Bill, who claimed that he wasn't killed by Pat Garrett and lived a long and happy life. So are you a descendant of Brushy Bill?
No.
Okay.
No,
well,
I don't even know who Brushy Bill is. I've got all my family tree. I've got all that stuff. He was killed by Pat Garrett. Yes, he was. He was shot in the back by Pat Garrett.
So if he had descendants, it would have been during this. He would have had to have met and married someone during the brief period between when he broke out of jail and when he was killed by Pat Garrett.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he was. My great 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 grandmother was pregnant with my great great grandfather at the time.
Ah, well,
he got killed. Yes, so he never. He never got to see his son.
I hadn't heard this, but you should definitely go down to the hearing and get your story in there, because it's an interesting. There are a lot of other folks as well who claim to be descendant of Billy the Kid.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. Yes, I know. I know that. And I have all my history. I've kept up with it. And I'm sitting here listening to the radio, and they said Billy the Kid, and I was like, oh no, I got to get my input on it, because
okay.
I am just. People have just been. Some people, talk. He actually, from what I understand from my family history, he, after the governor gave him the pardon, and he went straight. He got married. He would, his wife was fixing to have a baby, and he went straight. He did, and then turned around and Pat Garrett shot him.
Barbara, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can.
And this is the reason right here, I think, why the saga is so endlessly fascinating to people, is that people come out of the woodwork who claim all sorts of things like this. And I'm not disputing her story one way or the other. I just think it's an interesting part of this. It's an interesting dimension to it, is that the story lives on.
Well, in fact, you say in your piece, we're not exactly sure what his name was.
Yeah, I mean, there's disputed. There's all sorts of things in dispute. His name, his birth date, so many facts about his life, all of which allows people to kind of superimpose their own interpretations on him. And so, yeah, he was a Robin Hood, or he was a Rob Roy figure, or he's a folk hero, or he was a thug who killed, some people say he killed 21 people, one for every year of his life. But most likely killed somewhere between 8 and 9 people.
And we got the reputation as the left-handed gun. I mentioned the Paul Newman movie earlier, because the one picture of him was flipped around accidentally.
Right. and it was sort of a little bit like Robert Johnson, the bluesman from the Mississippi Delta, who had one photograph that we know of, mm-hmm. and who, there's so many facts missing. Instead of making it less interesting, it actually makes it more interesting, because we don't know the true story. So the mystery is more interesting sometimes than the fact.
We may not know William Bonney's true name, but we do know that Robert Johnson met the devil at the crossroads. Anyway, we're talking with Hampton Sides about his op-ed in the New York Times. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go next to Marcus. Marcus with us from Rockford, Illinois.
Yes. Although I'm a big fan of the Billy the Kid mythos, I grew up watching the Young Guns movies, but honestly, I think to try and give him a pardon, posthumously, I think, one, it's irrelevant, it's not going to do any good, and, when you hear so many criticisms, people are constantly getting on the case of video game makers, of gangster rappers, well, here's a guy who wasn't portraying violence, who was actually committing it, and I don't think we need to be glorifying that. I think that he's dead, let him rest. But to go and try and pardon him and all that, to me, it just seems ridiculous. It seems like a waste of taxpayers' money.
And he's got that. That's another point there, Hampton. Whether he was maligned or not, Billy the Kid is dead. What's the point? There's very few instances in American history where executives go back and pardon dead people.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of a joke. Like a lot of governors seem to go out in a blaze of glory, pardoning all these criminals for kickback reasons or something. And I do think that Governor Richardson is sort of playing off of that by pardoning a dead guy. Obviously, it's not going to do him any good unless there's some way to bring him back to life.
If he could do that, he could run for more than governor next time.
Yes, he could. But and I also wonder, just from a legal point of view, whether he actually has the authority to pardon a dead person. I don't know. Maybe this could go all the way to the Supreme Court, and we could decide whether governors have this sort of authority retroactively,
Let's go to Carlos. Carlos with us from San Antonio.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
My great-grandfather was a gentleman named Paco Anaya, and he was a Lincoln County constable and knew Billy the Kid. As a matter of fact, Paco was one of the gentlemen who buried Billy the Kid after Pat Garrett shot him. And I have all his old journals. And based on some of the entries in the journals and some of the stories that have come down through the family, Billy the Kid only became a criminal after he witnessed the murder of his employer. And he decided to take the issue into his own hands, which was pretty common in those days. And in my great-grandfather's journals, he refers to him as William Antrim. And all in all, his opinion of of Billy the Kid wasn't all that bad, and thinks that he got cheated by the governor, by other local officials, who Pat Garrett was instrumental in taking him down and was paid off by the Cattle Growers Association.
Mm-hmm. So, the Santa Fe Ring, yeah.
Well, Hampton, it sounds like you've got a book coming out here. You've got some historical records.
Well, there have been great histories.
Is also available. A lot of the information about Billy the Kid from books and movies is mostly garbage. There are some factual parts of it, but the actual story of what transpired and his involvement was altogether different. It was fictionalized in these movies and stories. And
sure,
Billy wasn't much different than anybody else in those days. The law was very few and far between, and when you were wronged, you usually took matters in your own hands, and that's what he did.
Yeah, and it's been said also that the outlaws were sometimes the guys who wore the badges were not necessarily any better than the outlaws.
So in this case, the effort to restore the situation to Billy the Kid, is there going to be prosecution? Is there going to be a defense?
Well, Governor Richardson told me that he was hoping to have historians. And I'm a historian of New Mexico history, but I'm not an expert on, I've never written a book on Billy the Kid. There are some great new books that have come out on Billy the Kid. I think the idea is get these historians up there, get some lawyers, get a prosecutor, and have Bill Richardson preside over it, sort of like Judge Roy Bean or something. And he'd have
the only law west of the Pecos. I remember that. Yes.
Exactly. And it's a spectacle. It'll be fun. It's pretty silly. And my op-ed piece is meant to be taken as a little bit of tongue in cheek here. I mean, it's an interesting idea. And Governor Richardson is nothing but he's never been accused of being dull. Let's put it that way.
Hampton Sides, we could say the same of you. Thank you very much for your contribution today. Hampton Sides is the author of Hellhound on His Trail, The Stalking of Martin Luther King Jr. and the International Hunt for His Assassin. You can find a link to his op-ed titled Not So Charming Billy at our website, npr.org. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, as moms and dads lose their jobs, more kids go to work. Children at Work, that's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. And I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.